everybody stay calm.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and this is a new beginning. It's a period of growth, awakening. Many people are finding that they have a yearning for more. Something is missing. Something is changing. Everything is changing. This is DPR Presents Spiritual Awakening, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to more enlightenment and a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me.
Yeah, I'm glad you decided to join me today. And today is going to be a very wonderful day. It already is, actually. You just got to claim that. Yeah, today's a great day. It's 5 o'clock, and we are live here on the East Coast, USA. And we are Drew Pillow, myself, and Mandy Elam, who is our co-pilot. She's going to be helping me make this show epic for you today. And today we have, it's going to be easy to be epic because we have an epic guest. So we're going to tell you all about this epic guest, who is a psychic and a medium and more stuff. She's more than that. And we're going to tell you about that all in just a moment. We want to let you know that you can call into the phone lines, 424-258-9300. You call those, you dial those digits, and you can listen to us on your phone as you go. Or you can press number 1, and you'll get in the lineup to be able to connect with us, talk, comment, ask questions, have an experience. It's all up to you. What we would ask for you, because this is free, we would ask for you to like our page, follow our show, you know, click on any of the multitude of links that are available on our show page. You can like Mandy's Facebook page. You can like our show page. You can like our guests' information is available there also. So we want you to go and like on things, like a lot of stuff. Because you have good taste. That's why we want you to do that. So without any further ado, let me go ahead and introduce Mandy Elam. Mandy, I don't have anything here for you. She's Mandy.
It's Sunday after a full moon. Everybody's kind of like, I don't know, and a lot of my group's kind of just like, meh, today. So I'm going to surprise you in a little, so I'm really excited. I think Stephanie's going to liven us right up.
Yeah, I'm always, so introduce yourself, though, Mandy. So for people who have never, ever heard of you, tell us what you do and tell us how to contact you.
Yeah, I'm Mandy Elam. I co-host a show here on Drew's network, DPR Radio, with my business partner and soul sister, Jenny McDaniel. We're known as the Alchemy Sisters. We we do healings together, where Jenny's a psychic and a medium and quantum karmic healer, all kinds of amazing things. So she's able to do some deep healing on people, and then I'm more of a soul kind of person. So I go in and I help people do their shadow work, and I help people break patterns and things that have been holding them kind of captive to their story within in their timeline in this lifetime. So it's fun, the work that we do together, and we love it, and we love being here with you. And we're live every Thursday night and free to listeners also. And each week we host a different guest who's a healer of some sort or has some sort of information that can help people to heal themselves. Because we're all about alchemy and teaching people to connect with the divine through themselves and to heal as much as they can. So that's a little backstory on me and us.
Wow. And you said a lot. You said a lot when you said being held captive to their story on this timeline. I think that's the way you put it. That said a lot about what your show is about. I mean, it's deep. It's intelligent. It's intelligent and it's deeply healing because, you know, I had to write that down. I'm going to go and look at in a dictionary to find out what some of those words mean. But that's just me because I'm not, no, I understand, but I didn't before I met you guys. So I appreciate you. And I encourage all listeners to check out that show. It's on Thursday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern time. So translate that to whatever time it is where you are and don't miss it because it's definitely something important for you. So I've been stalling a little bit, I got to admit. I'm trying to get our guest, give her opportunity to get her sound together because we want to hear every word she says. We want to hear you so clearly that we can hear your thoughts. Stephanie.
You can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
there
yeah.
you go. There you go.
So, hi, go Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Nice to meet you.
You too. So excited to hold some space with you.
I know. Definitely.
Stephanie Harms Barton, psychic medium. You can check her out in her Facebook group, Angel Insight. There's a link on the page, on the show page, that you, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can just look at the information. There's a link. You just click on it. Boom, you go. You like the page. Or you can email her. Her email address is also listed there. Or, I mean, of course, do those things. But in addition to doing those things, we want you to call in to the phone line, fill up the phone line, and we want you to press number one and make sure that you get a chance to connect today. We have a couple of callers who we have a couple of listeners who gave their photos for you, Stephanie, ahead of time. Yeah. And I'm going to send you actually two more from another person. So
okay, great.
If you can multitask. So tell us what exactly you do and how long have you been doing it?
Well, I've had the ability, kind of unknown to me my whole life. My grandmother was very much into tarot and palm reading, and she was so fascinating. And as I've gotten older and people have passed on, I've realized that they're around. I can see them. I can hear them. And it was the loss of someone very close to me that I've been very good friends with for 27 years, that once he passed, it's like the gates opened. And I've had the ability to, you know, speak to the other side, the spirits, the loved ones of families. And it's been such a blessing to be able to pass on messages, because there's nothing harder than losing someone you love.
So true. So true. And such a kind and giving, you know, spirit to have a gift and be willing to share it with people, you know, to help other people to heal or be comforted. I think that's beautiful.
It's a lot of fun. And, you know, I think the best part about it is when you're talking to someone and, you know, they really want to reach out to someone, it's always interesting to see who else is around. Because we're so focused on that one person that it's all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, by the way, your grandma's here. And, you know, your friend that passed 10 years ago. And they're like, what? I had no idea.
I think that's so awesome. I love when that happens. I am not a medium, but I have a lot of friends who are, and it's always such fun space, and I've seen so many readings, and that is such an exciting part when you can offer, like, oh, yeah, well, we can connect with this one, but you got a message from this one and that one, and it's, like, all this magic, and it reinstills hope and oneness within people's hearts, and I love it. I think it's
absolutely
great. I'm so happy you're with us doing your work.
It's fun. There are some days that I do it, I'm like, I still can't believe I can do this. Like,
right?
Yes, very fascinating. But I also do oracle and tarot cards, and, you know, love to pass on messages that way as well.
Good. I can't believe I can do it either, because I can't. But I'm glad that you can. I'm glad that you can. I wish I could, because I would love to. I just love to do things for people and make people, you know, feel something good and positive, encouraging. But so this is what I do. What I would like to ask you to do, though, at this right now, if you are ready. First, let me thank the listeners on blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate you. Make sure you like our page on Facebook. I said that once, but do it again. The link's all there. Do that. So that's how you pay. You know, you could pay with money, but you can also pay with an act of kindness. Isn't that wonderful? You're welcome. So, Stephanie, what I want you to do now for me, if you don't mind, is take a look at those last two pictures that I sent you on Facebook, if you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
One is black and white, and one is color.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got it.
Yeah. So I gave you the – that's for Mandy. So,
aw, lucky me.
Yeah.
I'm my first.
Yeah.
You're the
first
one.
That's my grandma on my dad's side, and I didn't get to have a close relationship with her in this lifetime, but I've been feeling really called to connect with my, like, Native American ancestors, and she's been on my mind, and I had no idea we'd be talking to you today. And just a little bit ago, Drew's like, hey, will you send a picture of someone you want to connect to? And I was like, yeah, and so here we are. So I'm so excited, and thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So I'm just trying to see what I get here. I'm definitely thinking of a lot from you. So she's definitely around you. She keeps showing me feathers. Do you find feathers a lot?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. Well, that is her way.
Okay.
She really feels like she's always over your shoulder. She's always kind of, you know, that insight voice that you hear, that's her. Just trying to see what she's showing me. Do you do the singing bowls, vibration singing bowls?
No, but I've been attracted to them several times, and over the past couple of days, I'm like, you know, I really gotta get one of those, and I've been trying to practice like this art called or modality called toning with my voice.
Okay.
So that's really cool. You're bringing that up.
Yeah, she's showing me these bowls, so I think she's the one that's guiding you towards that direction to use those.
Okay.
She's showing me a lot of I'm smelling a lot of stuff, like oils and incense and sage, and if you're not using those, she's definitely saying, you know, bring those into your space. She's also mentioning that if you haven't cleansed your space lately, that you need to.
Okay.
She's making me feel like you're a little heavy, a little some negativity around you, maybe just some of the people that you've been around, and just to cleanse that out and be free.
Cool.
Very awesome. She's not really showing me a whole lot. Do you have a grandfather that passed over too?
Two, yeah.
Okay. Because I see a man, He's tall and kind of lanky. He's thinner, on the thinner side.
Okay.
And he's kind of dressed up.
Okay.
But he keeps showing me fishing.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if that was his passion or something he loved to do or something he did with you, but he's showing me fishing, which is funny because your grandmother has a picture of fish in her hands, it looks like.
Yeah. She likes to fish when she was younger. And then both of my grandfathers liked to fish, but neither one of them were very, very dressed up. But I feel like it could be maybe a great grandfather that I haven't met, because I did have a great grandfather who was like a businessman, but also very much like an outdoorsman or sports fisherman, I think. So it could be someone I haven't met too, I think.
Because he feels very businesslike. Like he, you know, had the little hat and the jacket, and he'd go to work every day, and he was in an office, and he seemed very serious.
Okay.
So, yeah, so those are the two people I'm picking up around you right now.
Very cool. Thank you.
You're
beautiful.
Welcome.
I love all that. And the singing bowls, that's so cool that came up, because I've been studying that for, like, the past 3 days, actually, super hard, and I've been, like, experimenting with different tones and stuff, and I'm like, I gotta start getting into this, like, tone medicine, and I thought, maybe I should get a singing bowl, and then you just confirmed it, so thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Go get some singing bowls.
I have a friend that has those, like, that does that. I was like, I never heard of that, so she's the one person on earth that I ever heard of, and I actually have a friend that does that. Isn't that strange? How many people listening right now have a friend that does singing bowls? See? Right. I'm the only one.
I may have a couple, but I'm in a special different place.
They're pretty cool. I have ADD, so I couldn't do that and meditate at the same time. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of tones and, you know, I want to tell you, Stephanie, you have a very nice voice. You have a really soothing, cool voice. I was looking at your picture, and I'm not like a picture voiceologist, but I didn't expect your voice to sound this the way it sounds. It's so different from what I expected.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting it to sound exactly like it does, but just one micro not as nice. So I expected it to be really nice, but it exceeded my expectation, just letting you know.
Well, I'm glad it came through.
Yeah, that was my reading for you. So let's go. I got a list of callers ready to talk to you. and ready to talk and ask questions or whatever they have in mind. But what I would like to do is ask you, before we go into that, I want to ask you about your Facebook group.
Yes. We have a lot of fun in there. I do a lot of lives in there. Try to do card pulls once a week or twice a week. But I really try to guide people every day, just uplifting messages. You know, we go along with life, and I think we get so bogged down with work and whatever that we forget that we need to raise our vibrations every day. And so I try to do that, send a message every morning to everybody, you know, like, have a great day, let's raise our vibrations, and be on the positive side every day.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, on here it says don't forget to charge your crystals. See, I have crystals because I was listening when people told me to do that. But how do you charge them?
You just need to lay them out in the sunlight. Put them outside. You can put them in a window seal. And that's during the full moon. That charges them and gives them more power.
Oh, wow. So if you're like me and you at least are trying and you have crystals, you know, please note, charge them on the full moon day or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
how can you put them in the sun at night, though, when the moon is out?
You don't put them in the sun. You put them in the moon, silly.
Oh, you put them in. Okay, there you go. throw them in
unless
the moon.
Unless it's selling. Well, and then, yeah, and that cleanses them all, and it's really nice. But the only thing, and you can run most crystals underwater, but I always feel called to tell people, a lot of people that listen are really close with the angels and stuff and have selenite, and that's not the best in water. So just for our listeners out there. But other than that, the moon is what's up for all of them.
Absolutely. And you can even take some water, a bowl of water, and put it out in the moon, and it can charge it, and you can hold on to that water. So if you have a crystal that's, you know, sucked up a lot of bad energy, you know, your black tourmaline, you can just kind of dip it in there and it cleanses it back up.
Wow.
Yeah, ooh, I'm going to add that in. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good trick.
Because I have that exact, back the crystal. I don't know what how you pronounce it, but a friend said that's what it is. So I'm wearing it. I never charge it. It's probably, it'd probably make a person feel scared if they touched it, because I never charge it. I just wear it, and I go to all these places.
What are you wearing, black tourmaline or selenite?
Selenite. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
You need to cleanse it. I mean, because you can't put it in water, but you charge it, and you can also just take your sage or paleosanto and cleanse it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd definitely do that if I had that stuff. But I'm going to get some sage. Oh, my God. Okay,
Drew's got
the
homework list this week.
Yeah. This show is called Drew is Learning. Okay, and hopefully as listeners, you're learning too. So let's go ahead and let's take a couple of listeners real quick. And that group, Angel Insight on Facebook, you can go ahead and click like on that button and join that group. We can always use some inspiration and motivation and more. So we have a list of callers. Let's do something cool. Why don't you pick a number from 1 to whatever, and I'll just pick the area code that corresponds with that number.
All right, how about 7?
Wouldn't you know, we have no 7. Okay, yeah, here's one. It's close enough. It's 917. How about that? That's 917 area code. Caller from 917. We're going to go live with Stephanie Harms Barton and myself, Amanda Elam, and you will have 5 minutes. So be sure to be concise and get the most of your time with your question or comment. What's your name, caller?
Hi, I'm Ellen, and I feel so lucky. Thank you.
You are lucky.
Hi, Ellen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, all three of you. I would like to have a reading. And if you need a focus, I would like to have a reading regarding work, job, career, things like that.
Okay. A card for you. Now, is it Ellen with an E or an H for Helen?
It's E.
E, okay.
Ellen with an E.
Ellen.
My friends used to call me that back in the days. Ellen with an E. No, they didn't.
True.
They didn't. Not to my face, they didn't.
Okay.
I feel like... feel like we need some Jeopardy music.
I know, we do, right? We have to focus. We have to get our connection together here.
Yeah.
So, Miss Ellen, I pulled a card for you, and the card is Breathe. And it's saying that you've worked long and hard, and your dreams are coming true, basically, and you want to hurry them along. But what my angels are telling me is you need to slow things down, because you're kind of in the slow lane. It feels like. Basically, slow and steady wins the race. Continue on what you're doing, and if you relax and stay the course, trust your intuition and just breathe, that you will be successful in your work and career.
So you're doing a fine job. Just don't rush it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Just, you know, everyone wants everything right now, instant. And sometimes we just need to learn the patience. Everything takes time. We're definitely a society of instant results, and, you know, the angels are like, no, honey, that's not how this works. You got to slow it down a little bit sometimes.
Well, then I'm doing a fine job because I am super slow. We appreciate you, Ellen. We appreciate you calling in and tuning into our show. And hopefully that was some information that you find helpful.
Thank you. I do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. That was Ellen with an E, and she was awesome with an A. So I'm going to press this button right here because we're going to clap our hands. Yay! All right, woo! Yeah, your angels sound like my mom. Like, slow down, Drew, you can't have it all right now. I know. My mom's an angel, though, so hey, there you go. Let's go ahead and take a caller. I'm going to pick one myself. This one is going to be a caller from they're calling from Skype. So let's get this caller in here and find out who they are. Caller, you're calling. You're live with Stephanie Harms Barton, True Pillow Mandy Elam. What's your name?
Hi, Drew. This is Lori again, enjoying your all show. I call in once in a while. Nice to meet you as well, Stephanie. And nice to meet you as well.
Mandy.
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 Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
You as
Mandy.
Well.
Remembered. Look at that. So what's up, Lori?
I would like to a reading. I've had a rough week, but I know that there's no such thing as a rough week. I've had a lot of contrast, for lack of a better word, and I would like some insight on what my job situation is going to be like going forward.
Oh. All right. Well, we all have rough weeks. Full moon definitely brings out the challenges, right?
Yeah.
So the card I pulled for you is you're going to get increased support. Your positive focus and willingness to receive have opened the doorway to abundance of help and opportunities. And what this is saying is a wonderful sign that your increased support is on the way. Your support may take the form of abundance, emotional comfort, or relief from some of your responsibilities, giving you more time to focus upon your priorities. This is also encouragement for you to ask support from God, your loved ones, your angels. Ask a friend. You know, don't feel like you have to do everything by yourself all the time. Sometimes we want to take on the world, and this card is telling me, you know, ask for help. I hope this gave you a little insight.
Yeah, it did. I do ask for help. I just don't get it. So I don't know if I need to continue asking for help or go through a different channel. But, yeah, the reading does help. Thank you.
You are listening to DPR Presents with Drew Pillow and Jenny McDaniel. Visit us on the web at dprpresents.com and open your mobile device and download any podcasting app and subscribe to us, DPR Presents.
See, I appreciate you. You just held on so patiently. So Hi, Jenny McDaniel. Shout out to Jenny McDaniel. And so, Lori, did Stephanie, did you get your question? Did you guys complete that call?
Yeah, I just had one other call for her. And I also, are you there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The other card that's okay, sweetie. The other card I pulled for you is increased support. So your positive focus and willingness to receive have opened the doorway to abundance of help and opportunity. So these two cards go together. Slow and steady, but you definitely have support around you.
Well, there you go.
Thank
How's
you.
That, Lori? Good
that
news.
Is totally
you like that?
Awesome and worth waiting for. I did, and I do. I always love your show, Drew. You guys always have a way of lifting the energy, the collective energy, and it's just really nice. Thank you.
That is so nice. I appreciate you, Lori. We want to thank you for calling us today. Lori's awesome. Sometimes we take the energy too high, though, and it breaks the internet. And you see, but you know what? The callers all held on so patiently, and we appreciate that. And so I'm going to turn my energy down just a bit so we don't break the internet again.
Yeah, geez, Drew. Kidding.
I know. See that? See? Yeah. It's this crystal. I'm taking it off.
He's got some powerful energy up in here.
I got to cleanse my crystal. See what I got to charge it and do everything else. So let's take another caller real quick. I'm so glad you guys are continuing to hold. So this is what unflappable looks like. If you want to look it up in the dictionary, it's this right here. So let's take this caller from, let's go with 941 area code. They've been holding the longest. So 941, hi, you're live
hi.
With Stephanie Harms Barton, Mandy Elam. What's your name?
Carla.
Hey, Carla.
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
I am fine. I held on. I had faith.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question. I am trying to get out of a lease, but I found out because after going to a lawyer that the way she worded the lease, unless she decides to break it, it can't be broken. And there was supposed to be an addendum that's saying that at 6 month point, which would be in 2 months, that I could get out of the lease if things weren't working out. And since day one, she has not liked me. And it's been a very hostile situation. And I'm paying a lot of money for this office space that I'm renting in a big office with me and her. Do you see that she will let me go? I have a feeling that I definitely know she's having money problems severely. I just have a feeling she might let me go. I'm just wondering, to break the lease. I'm just wondering, do you see her breaking the lease?
Well, I pulled two cards for you, and I got the Chariot and Balance. So this is telling balance and moderation, cooperation and compromise, wait for perfect timing. So what this is telling me is if you maybe if you approach her in a different way, that she would be willing to work with you. The second part is telling me an important achievement. So that's telling me that, yes, that you will get out of that lease.
Uh-huh.
But I think your biggest thing is you kind of have to...
No, go on.
You're just going to have
to... Hello?
She said go ahead. She said you can go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay, sorry. I'm just hearing you need to approach her in a different way.
I haven't approached her yet because I've been keeping quiet for the past 4 months because she'll just go off on me or she's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde in 20 different personalities. So I've been keeping myself. But my business went real low because what she promised me never came to, it was a verbal promise, which I'll never do again, everything in the contract. I just have a feeling from my guides that she's going to ask me to leave real soon, that she might have to, get out of her lease of that place and go someplace else, which I would not go with her. I don't think she wants me to go with her either.
Gotcha. Well, I went ahead and just pulled another card. And it's saying heart-to-heart discussion and clear, assertive communication help you understand and be understood. So, you probably just need to sit down and talk to her about it.
Okay, but you don't see her approaching me?
Mm-mm.
No. I think she's too stubborn.
Yeah, Carla, I'm getting some big hits on this too, and I pulled some cards also, and it was basically said the same thing. You need to, in order to get out of this, it is a good idea, and you need to make some healthy choices for yourself because the energy is just depleting you, but you need to lead by example and come from a very heartfelt space. And I even called the, or pulled an open your heart card on this too, and that you need, need to trust yourself. And, you know, and if she is someone like you were describing who has all these different, you know, turmoils happening or things happening within her that aren't balanced, coming at it from a very heartfelt place and just saying, hey, I'm doing this because it's best for me. And I just think it's time to move on will happen. And then the last card I pulled for you was transformation. So you are going to be switching it up for sure in the future here. And I think it is going to go really well for you as long as you come from a heartfelt space and don't react to anything that, you know, she's doing that might drag you into a lower frequency.
Yeah, because she likes to put people down. And especially me or whoever has been renting for her. But I kind of get also, I don't think she approaches me, but I think it approaches me with a note or a letter. And then I would have to have a heart-to-heart with her. Could that be it?
Maybe that'll be it.
I can ask my pendulum real quick.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I just keep killing her with kindness.
Yep, me too.
Every day I send her love and light.
Good. That will help. That will completely help this entire shift between you, because sending out those messages and that energy towards that, even if she treats everybody else like crap, she might not even know, but be like, oh, I just want to be nice to her for some reason. And you sending that energy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been her target for the past 4 months. So, do you see like a time frame of when I'll be able to get out of there and find a new place?
In 45 minutes. No, I'm just playing. I wish I could.
Hey, if it could be, I'll get a movie company right away, let me tell you.
It'd be 45 minutes and 13 seconds. You know, what I do want to say is let's do one more quick question. Then we have to, you know, move on because, Carla, as much as we love you, we love everybody, and we have like 75,806 people waiting. So go ahead. Do you guys see anything specific as far as time is concerned?
The only thing I'm hearing is the number 3. So I don't know if that's 3 days or 3 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to give Carla a big round of applause for being
so
patient.
Thank you so much for all your help. Oh, and on the
good
singing
luck, Carla.
Bowls, I play singing bowls. I play singing
get
bowls.
Get out of
when
here.
You said that. Yes.
No, you
when
don't.
You were picking all
you're
that up
that.
And that, and then the sage and all that. Yep, that's me.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? You got to.
Callers on the line can, you could be picking somebody else up at the same time because there's so many people. So,
that's right. Do you have anything that, do you have any of your singing bowl work, is any of it on the internet?
No. I'm not that.
Oh, come on now. You got
not that masterful. Yeah. My cats love them, though. Cats are hypnotized by it. Mine are. So.
I'm half cat. Put it on the internet. Put it on the internet so I can check it out because I got a little cat in me. I check my family tree on whatever.com. Appreciate you, Carla. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You know, when you first said, Stephanie, a different approach, and she said, I haven't even approached her. I was thinking, it immediately came to me, it's like, sometimes our attitude speaks, even if I don't say words.
Our energy tells people exactly what we're thinking every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, if someone's an empath, they already know what you're thinking and what you're saying. You don't have to say words.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to be an empath around me because I get that face like, ew. And like, is everything okay? Oh, yes, it's wonderful. But my face is like, ew. So,
you got a bad poker face?
Terrible.
Me too. My friends are like, "Sammy, stop." I'm like, "I'm sorry."
Yep. Can't help it.
It happens.
Hey, we have I want to send a special shout out to a special person named Misty who's listening right now. And yeah, so that I just thought that was important to mention that, you know, because I had to learn that, like, my energy, and even though Carla did say that she sends love and light, like, my energy, when my energy is negative, you know, I don't have to say a word. People get it. So I have to change my energy. And that could be considered part of changing my approach, you know. Just
absolutely.
Depends on how you look at it. Yeah. Because I am living proof of, if you got a positive vibe, things good, things happen. Because I'm like a positive vibe, good things happening kind of guy. Yeah.
I can feel it from here.
You can feel it?
Yep.
That's free. That first one's free. So,
energy hug.
Energy hug. Yeah, so once again, appreciate the listeners for calling. Apologize for the technical difficulty that we experienced a little earlier. Right now you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings. And we are here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 4 Central and 3 Mountain Time. And we are here in the virtual studio, we being myself and Mandy Elam. Mandy Elam, spiritual advisor, healer, and more. Also, co-host of our own show on Thursday nights, 9 p.m., that's called The Alchemy Sisters. It's amazing, and you might want to check that out if you are wise. And our special guest for today is Stephanie Harms Barton. I love that you have three names. That's so classy.
Well, it's so funny. Everyone's like, Harms, that's terrible. I'm like, that's my maiden name, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it rolls. It rolls off.
And why is it terrible? I think it's, it rolls. It's pretty, and it makes me feel harmonious.
Oh,
so
people
I like
Harms
Boom.
Barton. Mean. I'm like, not mean. I'm not
it's,
mean.
It's
no.
Like a nickname for harmonious.
There
that's cool. Mandy said that. That's nice. Yeah, so nice. Stephanie Harms Barton, psychic medium. You can visit her on Facebook. Her group's called Angel Insight. Check that out. Click the link, all the links to her Facebook group, her email. If you want to email her, check out and see if she can maybe talk and connect for you personally off the air. That's all available on the show page, blogtalkradio.com/DPR presents. You can also connect with Mandy Elam on her Facebook page and her email, as well as Jenny McDaniel, and all that's listed there just for you. And you can connect with me. I'm so easy, right? You just be here next Sunday at 5 o'clock, and I'll be here. I'm always going to be here for you. So we have more callers, and let's get some out of the way. And if you are in the queue right now waiting to connect and you've taken the time to dial the number, then also take the time to press the number 1 so we'll know that you actually want to be connected. I would hate for you to waste your time, even though listening to us is never a waste of time. So let's go ahead and get another caller. There you go. I saw you do it. Here's another caller. Let's take 510 area code. Is that okay? Are you guys ready for another call? Is that okay?
Yep.
Always.
Okay. And also, just in case you didn't notice, Mandy took the liberty to bring out her cards as well. So you're getting double barrels of love and light and healing energy today. So you're so welcome. And 510 Erico, what's your name? What's your question or comment?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Tasha.
Tasha?
Yes, Tasha. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome, Tasha. What's your comment, question, request?
Any messages from spirit?
You got you.
Yeah, let me grab another deck. Tasha, you have a female energy around you.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a mother or a grandmother, but I feel a lot of love. I'm feeling like someone feels very concerned about you right now. Have you been worrying about something? Are you facing a challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. She's telling me to tell you not to worry. That you definitely have this, and you're a lot stronger than you think you are. And just stop doubting yourself.
Okay.
But doubt your phone carrier because your signal is a little scratchy. That's not funny.
And I pulled a card for you as well. I pulled you an angel card. And it was the, I'm the angel of abundance. You'll receive the money that you need, and God is in charge of how that will happen. Just have faith.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sound good?
Yes.
Yes. How about you, Mandy? Did you have anything?
I didn't get all the pieces. I think it broke up a little bit on my side, but so I'm not quite sure. What was Tasha's question? I didn't hear that part.
She just wanted to know if you had any message from Spirit.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Number one, you have some like frustrating or stuck energy right now, and you may be looking like, I don't know, frustrated with someone or something, and it's encouraging you instead of focusing on that. It says, don't hate, meditate, which is cute, and I always get that when I'm putting too much energy into something. So if you feel like something's taking away from your energy, go spend some time with your own thoughts and don't give it the time of day. Like, don't even waste your time getting annoyed or frustrated. And that you also really need to listen to your intuition and your inner voice right now, because it's very much on, and you're very much connected to the angels and your intuition, and you need to trust yourself, and that you may have some new opportunities on the horizon within the next couple of months.
Woo!
Okay. All right.
There you go. Oh, I heard that voice go up an octave. Sounds happier. You're supposed to say, yeah. There you go.
We get you at all, Tasha.
We appreciate
okay,
you, Tasha.
Thank you
for listening.
All right.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow our page. Don't forget to like our show page, because we like your voice. And you know what? That is, I was listening to that, and it's so easy to say you have to not focus on that, or you have to, you know, keep your vibrations high and trust your intuitions. And that's easier said than done for a lot of people, right? Come on, guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is worrying is about the future. And the more you worry about it, it doesn't happen any faster.
No, in fact, I agree. And worrying to me is a form of prayer. So if you're
wow.
just concentrating and concentrating and concentrating on something that's worry, it's the same thing. It's the same type of energy as if you were to be putting that into praying for something that you want. So the universe doesn't really hear the specifics. It just hears the energy of it. So if you're constantly worrying, then if you switch that perception to you're praying for that to happen, then you might want to switch it up to, oh, actually, instead of worrying about this, I'm going to pray for it to go right for me. And it switches
yeah.
everything. It worked for me. And it takes practice and a long time, and everything's subtle energy. So it does not happen overnight. You just got to do your best.
Yeah. And that this is a perfect segue for me to say, you know, my cliche phrase, which is, man, thank God for healers and for teachers, because sometimes I just don't know how to not do a certain thing or how to do a certain thing. So it's a blessing that we have all these healers who are here to help us. Sometimes we have things like my chakras are not doing what they're supposed. They're not chakra-ing. You know what I'm saying? So we need people to help us to be. I'm using a whole lot of slangy terms, but sometimes there's healing that needs to take place, and sometimes there's teaching that is available to us to help us along on the journey. And so if anybody's like me and you don't really know how to do or not do this thing that is keeping me stuck, then we can always look for teachers, and teachers are available. And you can find out a whole lot about teaching and healing modalities on Thursday Night Show with Mandy Elam, the Alchemy Sisters, Virginia McDaniel. A lot of healing, a lot of instruction on how to, you know, help you to be the best you that you want to be. Or can be, right? Right, Mandy?
Mm-hmm. Let's say we all take it moment by moment, day by day. But I say try to be the best that you can be at this moment, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. And
we're
and
always going to get better. It's never going to stop. Like, you're constantly going to grow and learn. So might as well just get on the train.
I know. It's like I'm – but, you know, I'm me. I peaked already. I'm already me, so.
He's peaked and going to dinosaur. dinosaur form. No, I'm kidding.
Right. So shameless plug, though. I did just study. I just received my credentials. I'm a hypnotherapist now, right? So lately I've been having I'm practicing. I'm not really ready to be pro. I'm just practicing with all my friends and their friends and their friends. So I love it because it gives people an extra – Now I have a tool to be able to help people, to help themselves. So I know how you guys feel a little bit, but not as good.
So my friend's very fascinating.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, are you getting very sleepy now?
I am, no.
No, we can't get sleepy. We can't finish the show.
Right.
I know. Do you want to try to call one more on real quick, or what do you want to do, Drew?
We have time for one more.
I think you to give someone one more with our beautiful, amazing Stephanie guest of the hour.
Heck yeah. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay, I'm just gonna simplify it down to a cell phone number or a Skype caller. Which one would you choose, Stephanie?
Let's do a cell phone.
Okay, cool. Let's take this one right here. Caller, 646 area code. What's your name?
Oh, hi. This is Stacy. How are you?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, darling?
Not bad at all. I'm just enjoying this very hot New York City weather.
Oof. I'm in Texas.
It's extremely hot.
I'm on Earth. It's hot here, too.
It's 110 degrees today.
So you have a question
today.
I want to make sure you get the most of your 5 minutes, Stacy. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to be going to school, focusing on myself. I do not date any guys in my area, period. So I wanted to see, do you see me meeting someone that I like?
Are you talking about dating? I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
Are you okay? One second. Okay, are you able to meet school?
She says she doesn't date any. She's in school, working on herself, not dating anybody locally. And I think the question was, do you see anything relationship based coming her way anytime soon? Was that it, Stacy?
Not soon. I'm thinking maybe sometime in 2019.
Oh, and down the road.
Okay. Down the road, yeah.
Okay.
Down the road and around the corner.
I'm feeling you still have some self work to do.
Yeah, I agree.
For you, one was stay strong in your faith. Positive outcome is dependent on you keeping a positive mindset. And the other one was passion and purpose. Your enthusiasm gives you energy and motivation to work on a meaningful project that's dear to your heart. So I'm feeling whatever this project is, whatever your passion is going to lead you down the road to the person you're supposed to be with.
Oh, cool. That's sounds
that's
nice.
What I'm talking about.
That's great. That's exactly what I want.
Well, awesome. Awesome. I feel it coming. Just continue on the path that you're doing. You sound such a positive, happy person. And just keep doing and working on yourself.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Awesome. I love it. I
appreciate you, Stacy.
Okay. I'll call
you
guys.
Thank you, Stacy. Oh, darn it. But Stacy has... I'm going to give Stacy the big thumbs up for the energy. She was just oh.
She was. I love it.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like that. Oh. But, it's not always, every day is not that. That's not realistic. But some days it is. So, hey, when you get it, give it all you got. Oh, that was great. I'm going to get that on a shirt. She was so excited and so happy. I'm glad that she got the message she was looking for. So, Stephanie Harms Barton. Psychic Medium, Facebook group, Angel Insight. Get to that page, like her page. That's a supportive thing to do. A lot of times, some people in the world are such takers, aren't they? But not any of our listeners. We're not like that. We give. We exchange energy. So if you enjoyed our energy today, exchange that energy with some real good energy of your own by, you know, visiting that group, like her, contact her if you like, and stay tuned to some more of our shows. We produce these shows just for you because we care. So any closing remarks, Stacy? I mean, not Stacy, God, Stacy's on the brain. Any closing remarks, Stephanie Harms Barton?
No, just everyone, just stay positive and keep your vibrations high. And, you know, try not to worry so much. I feel like everybody just wants instant results all the time. And just, you know, enjoy every single day. Life is short. And just spread the love. That's what I'm going to say. Spread the love.
Yeah, I love that. And what about you, Mandy? Any close remarks?
Yeah, I agree. Right with Stephanie that, you know, we chose to come here as beings. We're all spiritual beings, whether we want to believe it or not, to experience Earth and to experience this beautiful world and to live through joy. And joy and happiness is one of the highest vibrations there is, which connect us closest to where we come from. So get out there and be present and enjoy yourself and be grateful. You know, anytime, especially if you're feeling bad about something, go find three things to be grateful about, because that's kind of how the universe operates. So I'm just piggybacking that, and I agree. And go out there and have fun.
Wow. If you're feeling bad about something, find three things to be grateful for. That's medicine. Like, don't let that one slide by. That is medicine. Because a lot of times things sound so wonderful and philosophical, but how can we apply this practically? Like, I'm a nuts and bolts kind of guy, so what do I actually do? Well, that's something you can actually do. And my closing remark is that I have found that a lot of, like, for some reason, the world kind of affected my wiring, and so some things are really counterintuitive. Like, when I really feel like I don't have enough love, instead of going out and saying, hey, somebody give me love, I should give love. Isn't that weird? Because when you give it, then it just kind of multiplies inside of you and around you.
Get it back. I've been through the past couple of weeks, been just kind of doing, sending surprises to people. And it's amazing how good it makes you feel to do something for somebody else.
Yes, that's the message. So a lot of, if you find that some of these things are really counterintuitive or you want to know more about it, take the extra step. Connect with these ladies. These are awesome ladies. Mandy Elam, Stephanie Harms Barton. Do people call you Stephanie Harms Barton, or am I the only one that says your full name every time I speak to you?
I think you're not the only one, but you do it so well.
Contact these ladies. The links are there. Connect with them. Definitely join that group. It's and Mandy has lots of groups that you can join, or maybe not lots, but she has some groups you can probably join to get additional motivation and instruction. We can all use a little bit of help sometimes. So without any more from me, I'm going to play the outro music and we're going to let you guys go. And for those who didn't get through to this week, make sure you call early next week. Okay? Everybody set? Ready, set, go? All right.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and this is a new beginning. It's a period of growth, awakening. Many people are finding that they have a yearning for more. Something is missing. Something is changing. Everything is changing. This is DPR Presents Spiritual Awakening, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to more enlightenment and a more fulfilled life.